All right. The median test. Like the single sample median test, the between group median test is genius. Now, in order to explain why it is so cool, we have to go back and take a second and look at the difference between t-tests and ANOVAs. All right, we got a treatment group and a control group. And for each of them, we have the mean. The null hypothesis is that the means are the same. The research hypothesis could be greater than, equal to, or less than, but most of the time it's one of the not equals. So how do we decide whether those means are equal? Well, no matter what else we do or how clever our statistical model, it's very likely that at some point we're going to start by comparing those two means. And the easiest way to compare two values is to take their difference. The null hypothesis is no difference. And so if these two means are exactly the same, then t equals zero and we're done. If they're not exactly the same, then we have to decide if that difference is big enough to treat as really there or not. And that's all a significance test is. However, when we have treatment one and treatment two in control, and we have a mean for each of these groups, we know that the null hypothesis is still everybody's equal to everybody else. But how are we going to check the amount of difference from them all the same? See, with two groups, it's easy to look at the amount of difference from no difference at all. Just subtract. How the hell are we going to do that when we have three groups or more? And the way that we do that is this. For each group, from 1 to k groups, for each group, we take the difference between the group mean and the grand mean. And we add that up across groups. Here's the thing. If all of the groups have the same mean, then they all have the same as the grand mean. Two bars means grand mean. If the groups all have the same mean, then the groups will all have the same mean as the grand mean. And the accumulation of differences from the grand mean will be zero. How are we doing? When I've said before that the ANOVA and the t-test are two different versions of the same math, this is what I mean. We can't have the difference between more than two things, but we can have the cumulative difference of more than two things a pair at a time. This is how the median test works. For the median test, for comparing two groups, the easiest one, say we got six people. I calculate the grand median. Figure out what that grand median value is. Then I take each person is either in the treatment group or the control group, right? And each person's score is either above or below the grand median. So here's the thing. If these two medians are the same, if the null is true, then there will be no relationship between what group you're in and what proportion is above and below the grand median. If the two groups have the same median, then half of them will be above the grand median and half will be below. and half will be above and half will be below. And there'll be no relationship, if we use a Pearson's chi-square, between what group you're in and if you're above or below the grand median. It's using the same trick that we used for a single sample median test. The median is supposed to be the middle. If the median is the middle, then you should get a 50-50 split on either side. And so here, we have what it looks like when the medians are the same. And when the medians are about the same, we see that there's about the same proportion above and below in each. Doesn't have to be the same number, just the same proportion. This is about a 50-50 split. This is about a 50-50 split. This is about a 50-50 split. That means that each of the groups has a median very close to the grand median. Because we took everybody in this group, and of the 25 people in this group, 12 people had a score below the grand median, 13 had a score above. No relationship here means no difference between the medians. Over here, we had bigger medians for these and smaller for this group. And so, the groups that have larger medians have more people that are above the grand median and fewer that are below. This group also with a large median means there's more people above than below the grand median. This group with the relatively small median reverses that. And we find a chi-square pattern. Now the cool thing is that this really is, without any bullshit or playing around, a test of the median. Remember, Mann-Whitney's and Kruskal-Wallis kind of test in the median if we assume that other things aren't different. But this is absolutely straight up, no bullshit, a test of median difference between the groups. And that's why it caught on. And then the reason it fell off was because it is far less powerful than the Kruskal-Wallis, especially with small sample sizes. Chi-square is happiest with fairly large sample sizes. All right.